Napa know-how.
Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolored paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 500,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
This is the New England Patriots News Feed on CLNS Radio. Today is Wednesday, November 2nd, 2016. I'm Michael Longy reporting for CLNS Radio, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage of Boston sports. Patriots remained at the top of both the ESPN.com and NFL.com power rankings heading into their Week 9 bye. In the ESPN.com rankings, New England stands ahead of the Dallas Cowboys at number 2, the Denver Broncos at number 3, Seattle Seahawks at number 4, and the Green Bay Packers at number 5. The NFL.com rankings look the same at the top, with the Patriots, Cowboys, and Broncos taking spots 1 through 3. However, things change from there, with the Kansas City Chiefs taking the number 4 spot, and the Atlanta Falcons taking the number 5 spot. The Patriots also stand atop of the Associated Press power rankings for Week 9, followed by the Cowboys at number 2, the Broncos at number 3, the Chiefs at number 4, and the Seahawks at number 5. Jamie Collins spoke with Cleveland.com on Wednesday in his first public comment since getting traded from the Patriots to the Cleveland Browns on Monday. Collins told Mary Kay Cabot that the Patriots never offered him $11 million per year, as was reported by the Boston Globe's Ben Volen, and he also said that he didn't ask for Von Miller money, as other reports had indicated. Collins said, quote, "I don't know nothing about Von Miller money. Nothing. It never came out of my mouth. Never. Let's be smart. Let's all have some common sense," end quote. Collins also acknowledged that the trade did take him by surprise, but also told reporters, quote, "I'm not the type to pout about anything," end quote. When asked if he understood the trade, Collins said, quote, "I don't, but it's out of my control. I don't make the calls," end quote. The Patriots held their final practice of the week before taking the long weekend off for the bye, and only wide receiver Chris Hogan was absent from practice. Running back Deion Lewis was once again practicing, and quarterback Jacoby Brissett made an appearance on the field as well, although Brissett did not have any pads on. There was a new player at practice as well, tight end Matt Lengel, who was signed with the Cincinnati Bengals practice squad on Wednesday. The 6'7", 266-pound tight end played at Eastern Kentucky from 2010 to 2014 and suffered ACL tears in his right knee in both 2012 and 2013. He signed with the Bengals as an undrafted free agent in 2015. That's it for today's Patriots news feed. To get even more up to speed on the four-time Super Bowl champs, follow CLNSRadio.com on Twitter, at CLNSRadio, and on Facebook at facebook.com/CLNSfans. And be sure to subscribe to the CLNS Radio New England Patriots postgame show and the Patriots Beat podcast feed, both available on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as on the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app. This is Michael Longy for Patriots Newsfeed.